on the construction side.
Oh, hi, Ryan. Ryan, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke a couple of times regarding branding your business on Google.
Yeah.
I know I wanted to follow up with you here. Did you get a chance maybe to look at the email that I sent out to you?
I did, yep.
Okay. Did you have any questions?
Yes. Give me 1 second.
Perfect. I'm happy to answer any of your questions, all of your questions.
I've only got like 2 or 3 of them down. Okay.
Okay. That's not too bad. That's not too bad at all.
I trying to remember. You think you told me this last time. So there's a $765 budget, right, per month?
I'm going to have to look. Yeah. Well, that would be – well, it's not necessarily per month. That is your initial activation budget. So Google wants you to have a budget that would support up to 13 leads in any given month, of course, starting in that first month. The following month, though, you only pay for the leads that you use. So, you know, you're not necessarily going to be using all of your 13 leads every month, in which case there's always going to be something that rolls over to the following month. You only you only just pay what's necessary to kind of top it back off to where it was.
Okay, I thought that's what you told me, but I wanted to double check.
That's exactly how it works. Yeah, most of my clients, maybe you get 1 or 2 leads, it turns into a job, you pause your leads, you might do that a couple of times. Most of my clients, especially if, you know, unless you've got like multiple crews, you're looking to take on multiple projects at a time, then you probably would only use about half your leads every month, in which case, you know, you're just paying to top it off back to the amount that would support up to 13 leads.
Right. That's what I thought. It kind of feels like a secured credit card in a way.
And did you have any other? I know you said you had a couple of other questions.
1 sec. What's the billing date on this? Is it like the first or
it's the day that you start. And then it would be recurring on the same day the following month on a month to month basis. Now, if you prefer your billing to coincide with, you know, the first of the month or something like that, we can sync it up on the following month, but it would bill, you know, the day that you start. Normally, it would bill every month thereafter on that same date. And now, of course, that's for the search engine optimization aspect of it. If you wanted to include Facebook ads, and I did put in a couple of different options for you, then that's how that would work. For the Google guarantee, there is that initial vetting process. That process might take as little as 3 or 4 weeks if we get the information from you right away, if the application is filled out right away. Of course, it would take longer if we didn't get that information in a timely fashion. But that is when you come out of pocket and pay that activation budget. It's only at that point. You would pay only the application fee, the one-time application fee, which is the $250.
Yep. And then it's, okay, so it's $250, and then it's, I just want to understand and make sure I got
the numbers
right. It was,
yeah, absolutely.
It was $199 a month for the local map. So
correct. That's for the local search engine optimization, that local map or that pack result that pops up just below the paid ads. So for that, you know, we're going to create all the additional content that Google wants to see. Of course, you'll be verified by Google and recognized as an active business by both Google and Bing. You'll have, you know, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, a Facebook business page. Now, I did also include an option, and it's totally up to you whether we do it now, do it later, or don't do it at all, the option to include an additional $100 of Facebook ads. If we do that, it allows me actually to drop the cost of the search engine optimization down to $149, meaning that you'd essentially be getting $100 of Facebook ads for an extra $50. That's something that's month to month. like just like the SEO is month to month, you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. So that's just another option for you. Now, of course, Facebook ads are just another great way to get your website out there in front of more eyes, get opportunities to get more phone calls directly to you. They will target someone who, or retarget, I should say, someone who's already done a search on Google, but they'll also run in specific zip codes where you want to be found, in neighborhoods where you want to be found. Whether someone's either searched for your services on Google or not, they can click on that. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click, so that extra $100 is roughly 400 clicks a month from someone who can find you on the Facebook page. Even if you get one job every other month from Facebook, it's more than worth doing.
Okay, so let's see. The initial startup would be... $449.
That's right. The $250 application fee with the first month of search engine optimization. That's $449.
Yes.
If you wanted to include the extra $100 of Facebook ads, it only goes up $50 to $499.
Okay. And then each month after, it would be the $199 or the...
Or the $249. Correct. Yeah. And then once you're vetted through Pinkerton, who we know from cowboy movies, or Evident, those are the ones that Google contracts out to do the verification process, that's when you would have that $765 activation budget, and of course, the leads being roughly $60.
Yes, I was like,
it's a really affordable. I mean, most lead-based services, especially for the bigger jobs, you might pay $100, $150, even over $200 for a single lead. So, of course, with this, you know, big jobs, small jobs, it's only ever going to be that exact amount. And the $58.67, that's really on the higher end of that, because that's what Google wants you to have for the activation budget. But just so you know, your leads could be as low as $40, $38.67. So if your leads are not that higher, $68, if you're not using all 13 of your leads every month, there's always going to be something that rolls over the next month.
Okay. So how did they figure out the price of a lead? Is it based off of like the type of job? Is there like a matrix they use? I'm not sure how that's figured out.
Yeah, so I'm actually not sure if it is for a specific keyword or if it's for the size of the job itself. Let me find out. Let me see if I can get an answer for that for you real quick, because I'm curious to know too. They tell us to quote the higher price point just in case it is that higher price point, but I do know that they show a range, and it could be a lower amount. So let me find out if I can real quick get an answer for that. And were you thinking of maybe doing the Facebook ads now or later or not at all?
Maybe later.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing the website still. That sounded like a good deal to me.
Yeah, the website? Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah,
we can do that. We can build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you, and that's included at no additional cost. It's value added. I mean, obviously, we know that means not just more phone calls in general, but also a higher quality call. I mean, obviously, when someone looks at your website and then decides to reach out to you, they're making a conscious, educated, informed choice, and they're calling you directly and specifically, usually because they want to hire you for your services. So, very high conversion rate. I think one job more than offsets the initial cost here. And obviously, you know, with the $199 a month and just paying like, you know, $50, $60 per lead, it's going to be super affordable for you and really profitable. Google Guarantee is Google's highest return on investment, highest conversion rate. Google readily admits that, you know, Google pay-per-click, the AdWords, or, you know, paying for individual clicks is not something that most business owners see the best return on investment with, which is actually why they did come up with a different product. And unlike Angie or Thumbtack or Craftjack or Networks, instead of getting a phone number where you have to chase down that same potential customer along with the 6 or 8 other contractors who got that same phone number, with this and the calls coming directly to you, with every call being monitored to make sure that it is someone in your service area looking for a service that you provide, and that you have to actually quote a price to them or schedule an appointment to meet with them. I mean, this is obviously going to be a much, much higher conversion rate for you.
Right. So my other question is, so if you did the website for me, how do I put this? Do I keep control of the domain name and stuff? Like,
so if you already have an existing domain, we can use that domain to build out your website. If not, we would purchase a domain for you. Now, of course, any website needs to be hosted somewhere. So if you, for whatever reason, decided to stop using our services down the road, we would be able to either continue to simply host that website for you at a modest hosting fee, which I think is $29 a month. That does still include updates to your website, or we could transfer the domain over to you. And I did send you an example of what, you know, your website could potentially look like, kind of the same layout, of course, but obviously more specific to the needs of your business, your photos, your mission statement, motto, your services, of course, your service area. But that kind of gives you an idea of what your website would look like.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm hosted through GoDaddy right now, so I think, what is that?
So you already have a GoDaddy domain, just no website built on it?
I have the website. It's just, in my personal opinion, it doesn't look super professional, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
It's like a WordPress, right?
Okay. What is the website domain?
EUNDONST.com.
Okay, gotcha.
I'd say it's just average, if I had to really say anything.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had time to spruce it up at all, so.
Right, right. Yeah, and I did look at this website before, and I think I told you before, it's neither the best, it's not the worst. You know, we could use that domain to build out a new website for you. The important thing is that people see a website, and, you know, obviously some businesses go the wrong route. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars, like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 on a website that takes months or even years to be completed, and then they don't do anything else with it. It just ends up like a digital business card. You have to tell people your domain because they wouldn't find it on their own if it's not on that first page of a search. So, you know, obviously the important thing about any website is that people see it. So, and that being said, you know, there's not anything, you know, especially, you know, missing from your website, but there are opportunities where we can add more content, more pages, more tabs, you know, more photos, even videos and things like that. Now, that's not something we necessarily have to do right away. If you want us to, we will, and it only takes about 5 or 7 business days for us to build out that website, especially since you already have an existing website that we can pull from. We can pull photos from there, content, but of course, we are still going to speak with you in great detail about how you would want your business to appear online, especially if we're doing a new website for you. We're going to want to know mission statement or logo, slogan, what's unique about your business. We can use that existing logo. I like that. And, of course, build out that website for you pretty quickly. It is something that we would always be able to do for you at any point down the road. Now, if you did want us to build out the website, the maintenance and updating of that website is included at no cost. And, of course, that means that whether you're going on your dashboard and using your your website editor tool and making changes yourself, or if you're just emailing us and saying, here's more videos, here's more photos, can you add this service, or can you do a, you know, Labor Day special or whatever it is, you know, we'll always make changes for you, whether you want to make those changes or have us do it. There's no additional cost for that. You will, though, have access to a website editor tool if you wanted to make changes on your own.
Okay, yeah, I guess I was curious how like, it was transferred to you, like...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like it go from the GoDaddy to you somehow, and then later on, if I switch... Not saying I would, but to switch out from you, I would have to switch that back. I'm not sure how that would work, like... It's all...
Yeah, I mean, you already have that domain. It's an existing domain
right.
that you already have. We would use that same domain and start fresh. Build a new website, but we can pull content from the existing website. It would be then on our server. We would get that and access to that. And then, of course, just transfer that back to you. If, I mean, it's already yours. It's your domain. You already own it.
Yeah.
Or if you wanted us, you know, we can continue to keep on, like I said, hosting your website. If that's the only service that we provide for you, we do have some clients, you know, once they get established, once they get phone calls, once they really have, like, you know, a lot of word of mouth and things like that coming in, especially if they're starting to slow down, maybe they lose some employees, they don't want to be, like, actively trying to drum up more business, they know that enough of it's going to trickle in just from their online presence. You know, we can always just continue to host your website and do nothing else. Now, as far as your online presence goes, getting you verified and listed on Google and Bing and then creating all of the additional destinations and directories, you will be the owner of those Google and Bing listings. We'll have managerial access while you're a client of ours. And then, you know, you could always rescind that if you stop actually using our service for anything other than hosting the website, or if you stop using our service for everything altogether. Now, the destinations and directories that we'll create for you, we will continue to keep them. I mean, we're not going to take them down, but obviously we're not going to go in there and update and optimize content for you. So,
okay,
if you stop using our service altogether, or if you were to pause your service for probably it would take about 3 or 4 months. And here, of course, we're talking about the local search engine optimization and not the Google guarantee. If you stop using our service, if you don't have the activation budget, if you're not doing Google guarantee on your own, then obviously that would stop being a factor that would drive more phone calls to you. But for local search engine optimization, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle. You know, you get to a downhill, let's say, and you're going to stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going, maybe even pick up speed for a while. But if your listing, your account is paused for 4 months or more, maybe 3 months or more, you would slowly start to see your placement trickle off the first page for certain keywords. It might happen a little bit faster. It doesn't happen quickly, and it doesn't happen immediately, but obviously if you were stopped using our service or if you were to have it paused for an extended period of time, it will affect your placement, but we will not take down any destinations or directories, even if you stop using our service. Of course, we wouldn't update those. While everything is paused, including the billing, including the updates. The one thing that we would stop doing if you ever did decide to do Facebook ads is we would pause those because obviously that comes out of the budget too. But other than that, everything else is still going to be up and active even if it's paused for an extended period of time. We do have certain clients that are basically, you know, when it snows, you're not working, so you pause it during the winter time. You can absolutely do that as much as you like, and we're not going to charge you before, during, or after. Just everything is on pause waiting for us to reactivate it.
Right. Yep. Okay. I think you're making sense to me now. If I were to say.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it all sounds good to me so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's designed to be profitable, and it is, of course, month to month for a very good reason. We have to make sure you're getting those phone calls, make sure that those calls are turning into jobs for you. We need you to be successful because your success is our success. Our clients, though, do tend to keep our service because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. We don't have to lock you into a contract as long as you're getting, you know, paying
right.
jobs and quality
right.
jobs.
Right.
As long as you're seeing the return on investment, you're going to want to keep the service.
Absolutely. Yeah, that
so,
sounds good to me. I, I just think I don't need the Facebook thing right now.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was just something that I could offer for you that, you know, might be something that would benefit you down the road if you ever feel the need to do it. You know, we can always add that. The pricing would still be set in there. So, you know, for now, the search engine optimization, getting you verified and recognized by Google, creating all that content, and you did want us to do a new website but use the existing domain, correct?
Yeah. Can we just I just want to wait on that for just a little bit so I can
not a problem.
Yeah,
like
I definitely do.
That is something that any point down the road, just let us know and we can do that. You already do have a functioning domain, and I would agree with you. It's not the best. It's not the worst. I look at websites all day long, 5 days a week, and yours is a functioning website that gives people the reasons to call you. It is Google compliant. It is mobile optimized. So I think you would be very successful with that website. But like I said, at any point in time, we would include that website for you at no additional cost. Now, the next step, couple of steps. One would be to schedule your follow-up call. We call it your client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, what's unique about your business, and of course, you know, that's going to help us to create the additional content. Even though it's not going to be a website right now, we're going to want to make sure that we've got all the information that we need to get things going for you. And then I did, I do know it's in my notes or somewhere, but you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Of course. And I will just double check the liability requirement here. It's always quite low. I mean, if you've got any liability insurance at all, you would most often...
I think I'm like $1.5 million.
Oh, that's definitely more than you need here. Yeah, it's only $250,000 in general liability. And then you did have, I think I asked you before, you had either the Connecticut State Home Improvement Contractor or the home construction, which one was it exactly?
It's the HIC,
Home Improvement Contractor. That's the one. I remember. I think. Oh, there it is. It's in my notes. I know I had it somewhere, and I do see it now. Okay, so perfect.
I mean, if you need a number, I can give it to you.
We do need that, but not on this particular phone call. That might be something that our client interview technician will ask, and supporting documents, of course, so we can get everything going. Will you be available for your client interview today? I mean, there's still a couple spots still available if you are available. Might be too short notice, but I might even be able to get you in at 4. Sounds like you're working. That might not be ideal, but there is a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock. It takes about 45 minutes. We schedule by the hour, but it shouldn't take an entire hour. Would either 5 or 6 work out for you for that follow-up call today?
No, I'm picking my kid at daycare.
That's okay. If it's at all possible, we do recommend that you have access to the internet, maybe even in front of a computer. Tomorrow we could do as early as 10 a.m. or the last one at 6 o'clock. It looks like just about one or more spots available every hour in between. Would you want something mid-morning or towards the end of the day?
Let's do mid-morning.
Okay. 10, 11? Which one?
Yeah, let's do 10 o'clock.
10. So it's going to be scheduled at 10. Should get you right at or a couple minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to, you know, 10:45, something like that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you, I will actually be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to answer any questions that you might have and hand it over to your technician. If I am on a phone call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. And then whether I am on that call or not, I did want to set a little bit of extra protection here for you, and our technician will know the answer as well as the question. It's a security question that protects you, of course, if anyone were to call us and tell us that they're with Dundon Construction, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you from time to time to verify the answer to the security question, and especially if anyone calls you and they're not a potential customer, especially if they say they're Google or Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also also know the answer as well as the question, and if they can't provide that information to you, basically immediately you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone asks you or tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, then obviously that's not going to be us, and they wouldn't know that information. Your options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We could do the pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Enzo.
Enzo, E-N-Z-O?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then for that initial investment, again, it's exactly $449. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Amex.
Amex. Is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
I can look at the card. My first name, middle initial is M, then last name.
Did you say N?
M as in Michael.
I was going to ask, is it M like Mike or N like Nick over the phone? They sound too similar, but I do have that as M like Michael, and then your last name is D-U-N-D-O-N?
Yes.
Ryan, R-Y-A-N. You said that was an American Express. That should actually start with a 3. All Amexes do. Ryan, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yes. 3774-7121-32-62-007.
And the expiration month and year?
I think it's 8/27.
08/2027. And the 4 digits on the front of the card?
5514.
5514. Is the billing address the 35 Old Toll Road, 06443?
No, it's 76 Holy Creek Circle. That's an old number. I wonder where they got that.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Might have been on like a Angie directory, maybe. Could you spell the street?
Yes. 76 Holy Creek, Creek, Circle.
And that's in Wilford. The zip code?
06437.
437.
Okay, 437.
Now, I did want to ask you, I might have asked you before, your business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not a physical address or street or anything like that you would want the customer to know about, right?
Not at the moment. I do later on, but
that's okay.
It's kind of one of those rented garages. So
Sure. And, you know, Google doesn't expect service-based businesses to have, like, a brick-and-mortar or a physical location. That's totally fine. Google doesn't want to list your street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door anymore.
Right, that's my home, so it's not like, yeah.
Right, of course. Yeah, so you're just going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and of course, we can target anywhere in your service area. As I mentioned, that's something our client interview technician will go over in detail, because we don't just draw a big circle around you. You can go farther in one direction than another. You can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you most want to be found. If there are places even in your service area that are close to home that you don't really want to go, you can tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there, so it's going to be very targeted. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us because we are Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we can do a website for you down the road, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance. to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Dunding Construction.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Ryan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ryan Dundon, I'm the owner.
Mr. Dundon, as the owner of Dundon Construction, Ryan, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Amex in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Yes. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ryan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll be very successful with our services. Now, we do ask that as a hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative that you would keep us up to date on any additional online advertising efforts on your behalf. I mean, it is, like I said, month to month. There's no contract. We're not saying you cannot work with someone else, but because we are going to create additional content for your business, because we do need to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent, although we're not saying you can't hire someone else, we're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might create additional content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. Ryan, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfectly fine.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And then it says, as part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required documents in a timely manner. This may include proof of your business license, proof of insurance, of course, the Google Guarantee application itself, and any other items recommended for Google Business Verification, meaning photos of your service vehicle, etc. You know, we kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days because failure to provide them in a necessary or timely fashion would result in delay. So do you agree to admit those documents within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Perfect. And then obviously it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. Now, the website is going to be included down the road if you want us to, okay? It's not something that we're doing right now, but that website is included down the road. And, of course, if you wanted us to do the Facebook ads, we could add $100 of Facebook ads for an extra $50. That's included in the notes here as well. But for now, we're holding off on the Facebook ads. We're holding off on doing a new website for you. We'll use the existing website on the existing domain. Now, keep in mind your payment for the initial term, including, including the account setup, or the Google Guarantee application will be charged today's date, the 17th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $449.00. That does include the one-time application fee of $250, meaning your recurring monthly will be just $199 for the local search engine optimization. Of course, once you are thoroughly vetted, it does take, usually it happens right on the third day, once you're vetted, that is, you'll get notification through Google and us that you've been vetted and perfectly cleared to start doing the Google Guarantee. Unless you tell us otherwise, that $765 activation budget would be activated 3 days afterwards. You can call us and say, hey, I just got notification. Let's get this going right now. or you can say, hey, can we wait a week or 2 weeks or whatever the case might be, in which case we would process that 765 on that day. But otherwise, it'd be 3 days after you get vetted. And then, of course, like I said, after that, you're paying roughly $60 per lead. You only pay for the leads that you use. Now, it is month to month, so you can discontinue at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ryan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, our automated system will send you a couple of different emails. You'll get the Google Guarantee application by way of email. Fairly easy, should take you about 10, 15 minutes to submit that. If you have any concerns or issues with that, our client interview technician can help you out tomorrow. You'll also receive the initial invoice. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Excuse me. There will be on that invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll get the welcome email, which is important, not just because it has our client support information on there, and I can give you that information now, by the way, but most of our emails have our phone number, our hours of operation, the support email, but the welcome email will have your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system won't be active until after we do your client interview and maybe a day or two after that just to get everything all set up. Looks like the system is sending you right now the application. Let me just update and refresh. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, not when I hit submit. So let me see. If
okay.
The other ones have been sent. Okay, so it looks like you've gotten so far the application, the Google Guarantee application, and the Local Splash initial invoice, which is perfect because the one that I wanted you to see is that one that is the Local Splash initial invoice. Your welcome email and the other email will be sent out to you as well. There will be one that says action needed, photos needed for Google verification process. Some of that's necessary just to get verified. Some of it is for Google Guarantee, but anything you can send on there is important. It doesn't have to be everything. For example, there's not a physical workplace. You don't need to send us a photo of that because it wouldn't exist, but usually Google's fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Any photo of license or insurance or a business card or tools and equipment in the service vehicle itself, but you'll see that one too. But are you able to access the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Hold on a sec. I haven't heard my... yes, looks like I
okay.
Got it.
So you open that one up. It says, hello, Ryan M., of course, your middle initial. And then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription term. Do you see the two words, click here?
Yes.
Click on those two words. It will be hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, including the option to have us do a website at any point down the road. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. We are doing Google Guarantee, which is specifically Google. The search engine optimization, though, does include content on Bing, all the additional directories. You'll see that long line, and below it, it populates a few boxes. We would want you to click all of them. One that you agreed to allow us to send SMS or text messages. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. Once you've got all three of those boxes, Ryan, click on the longer box, the one that says sign. If you're on your smartphone, turning it sideways, as long as it's not locked in portrait mode, when it jumps to landscape mode, everything at the bottom pops up a little bit higher, making it a lot easier for you to type in your first name, your last name. The middle initial needs to be there too, but no period after the M. And it usually is case sensitive, at least for your first name, but might as well go ahead and capitalize the R, M, and the D once you've got your name in there. Click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box. Sometimes people say, I can only see the top of it. Which one do I click? It's the orangish colored longer box. Once you click on that, it's going to do a couple of things. I mean, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we can include the website down the road. Of course, it allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there already is accurate and for us to clean it up if it's not. So it helps us to get things going even before we do your client interview. It looks like you were successful in submitting that. If it does ask you to log into your tracking system, you don't have to go that route, at least not now. It is our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. You will, like I said, receive notification when your tracking system is active. Your login credentials are on your welcome email. Let me refresh and see if you received that. So that's still being sent, but you should get that in a minute. I can, though, manually look up what your login's going to be here. So it's
I wanted to ask you. The recurring payment, is that through the AMX?
It is unless you change it. So that's the card that we have stored on file. You can change it at any point in time by either doing it on your own. You can update billing information through your client dashboard, or you can call us and say, hey, I want to put a different card on file. Right now, it looks like your default password is FABMONEY, F-A-B-M-O-N-E-Y, all lowercase, no space. Once you get your welcome email, you'll see it, but I can see it on my end already. Your username, or you can change your password as much as you like. Your username, though, is fixed in our system. You can't change it. It's made to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just numbers. So obviously 203-705-8965, that is your username. You should get that welcome email in just a minute. Oh, there you go. Our system updated. You do have that welcome email along with the other one that I mentioned. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. The password, and like I said, you don't have to try to log in right now. It's just going to give you an error message that we're still trying to set everything up. Our automated system, it thinks you're trying to access it right now, so it's prompting you to do that. But your tracking system is not active. You can try at any point in time, but we will let you know officially when your tracking system is active. From that point on, you will have 24/7 access, and the reports do update in almost real time. They update several times throughout the day, every couple of hours, that the information does update. So almost real time reporting. But right now, your tracking system is not yet active. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I will send you the calendar invite for 5 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, no, we're doing 10 o'clock tomorrow. So 10 o'clock tomorrow, you'll receive a reminder email at 9. And, of course, the calendar invite I'm going to send out right now is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it. It's going to say local / CIENG, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Your username basically is your phone number. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include your username or phone number. Again, that just makes it really easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can send anything and everything to that one email, although our technician may give you photos, PHOTOS photos, at localsplash.com. If you choose, you can email the photos team photos and videos directly, or like I said, you can just send them to the support email and we'll forward it to the right department. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you again, as always, and I do hope that I'm able to say a quick hello to you tomorrow when our technician calls you around 10 o'clock. I should be able to do that, but we did want to be saying welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate you taking the call during a work day. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.